It has already been 1.5 years that I lived in Maastricht and I didn't live home. Every time in a while I go back home, for holidays such as the Easter holiday. I just arrived in the early morning in my home. I was still a little bit confused by the fact that I was home, I was surrounded by my family and I was in Italy. I was taking my breakfast with my mind still in Maastricht. At one point my father walked in and he opened the fridge. He took something out and then put it on the stove. I wasn't looking at him, therefore I didn't see what it was. At one point I heard something, and just after 1 second I started smelling something all around the air. At that point I understood that I was home. All of a sudden, my mind was not anymore in Maastricht, neither in Italy, but it was on a sensory journey of its own. The journey started with the sense of hearing. The sound that I was hearing was like a bubble. It was blurring, then blooming, gurgling, exploding, and just at the end it was splashing. This recalled me the sound of my childhood. At the same time, the sense of smell started to develop. All over the place there was an aromatic, roasted, smoky and also nutted smell. I was not sure what was going around. I couldn't see what my father was doing, but at that moment something triggered my mind. And like the Madeleine of Proust, my mind was clearly recalling something. It was recalling coffee. This concrete example that I just gave you was perfect, as it allowed me to show you that I didn't rely on my sight to discover that my father was doing a coffee, but rather on other senses such as smell and sound. Indeed, the human being relies for 70% on the sense of sight and therefore didn't develop that match the other senses. Experiencing a sense-based learning course during this last month has enriched my skills to learn and to use my own body. The course has been a sensory journey for me, as the one that I just described it, not by developing and sharpening the senses per se, but mostly to improve the understanding of senses and what they trigger inside of me. The sensory map that we have been using in the first part of the course has been a revealing method to translate my personal and inner perception to the exterior and being able to communicate to the people that surround me. Moreover, by learning new words to describe smell, touch, taste, sound and sight, I developed a way to transmit the abstract to the concrete. Overall, what I learned from this course is that senses are just not hearing a sound or eating something or touching someone or seeing a color. Actually, they are our inner voice. Indeed, by listening to them and by communicating them, we can open up to the people that surround us and also ourselves. This realization that I had was possible thanks to the group work that we did in this time, as we shared our experiences. What I liked and what I appreciate the most was the session in Maris, where we had at first, in a first moment, to draw something without thinking about what we were doing. We were free. No one said us what we needed to do, how we needed to do it, and most important, which were the expectation of our work. In a second place, we needed to do a sculpture, a face with our hands. We were working with clay, and our eyes were covered with something. In that precise moment where my eyes were covered, I couldn't see what I was doing, but I could see a clear picture in my mind of a face that was asking me to do. and a face that had a set of standards that were imposed for me by society. There I understood that often we let our fear of the judgment, fear of the prejudice, fear of what the others think, have a heavier influence, have a heavier weight on what we do rather than what we would like to do, what we think it's right and what we think is a face. Indeed, on the other hand, when we're painting, I was feeling completely free. I was just moving around, listening to what I was doing, and most importantly, I was listening to what was happening inside of me. This experience let me understand that I should listen to myself, I should listen to my sense, but most importantly, I should develop them, development. Overall, the course has enriched me, not only as a student, but as a person. And I think that from this moment on, I will apply the lesson learned to try to have a stronger connection to myself, to the environment that is surrounding me, and most importantly, to not deny what I feel, but to accept it. Indeed, for me, the senses, as I already said, are the inner voice, and therefore they are our emotions.